The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata, Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar Amen. Daf Pevav. Today's daf is being studied in Neshmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tinehenu Began Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Fuash Shalema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Refana La Fata Nefesh Fata Guf. Fuata Karaba Labo Vechen Yirasum Venomar Amen. We begin today's daf on Pehe Amud Bet. We're starting from the Mishnah. Hagonev Nefesh Mi Israel. That's kidnapping. Somebody that steals a Nefesh Mi Israel. Eno Hayav Ad Sheyechnisin Nu Lirshuto. So you're not chayav until you actually bring the person into your possession. Now she says, "Sheyechnisin l'rishuto dichtiv v'nimsa biyado." It's got to be in your possession. V'tanya b'mechilta v'nimsa en metzia bechol makom ela be'edin biyado en biyado ela b'rishuto. So number one, it has to be witnesses. Metzi'ah means witnesses saw that you took the guy. And biyado means b'rishuto. It has to be in your possession. V'chin hu omer v'yikach et kol arzo miyado. He took the land into his possession. So again, agonev nefesh b'Yisrael enu chayav ad sheyechnisinu l'rishuto. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad sheyechnisinu l'rishuto v'yishtamesh bo. No, you got to bring him into your possession and you got to work him. You have to use him. Sh'neimar v'ta'amer bo. V'ta'amer bo is you use him. Ummachro. Okay, and then you have to sell him. It used to be Hayav Mita Henik. For his kidnapping, it's two things. You gotta steal the guy. After you steal him, you gotta sell him to somebody else. Hagonev et beno. Okay, a person stole his son. Kidnapped his own son. Rabbi Ishmael beno shil Rabbi Yohanan berukam mechayev b'achemim potim. So you have a machloket. We'll see what the machloket is. Ganav mi shechadshu emet v'chadshu ben chorin. You stole somebody that's half an Eved, half Ben Chorin. How could you be half Eved, half Ben Chorin? You had, let's say, an Eved, and he had two partners owned him. One of the partners freed him, the other partner didn't free him. So he's half free, he's half slave. So to steal an Eved, you're not Hayav, because the Eved is Eved anyway. But to steal a Ben Chorin, you're Hayav, but this guy's half-half. So it says, Hagoneh mishachachu Eved Yisro Ben Chorin, the guy's half-half. Right? Machloket, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev achamim potrim. Machloket Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Okay, we start the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says you're not chayav when you steal an Eved unless you work it. Because the Pasuk says v'tamir bo. You have to work it. V'tanakama lo ba'a emur. V'tanakama, what do you do with the Pasuk? You don't have to work the Eved? It says the Pasuk v'tamir bo. Amar v'chabed rava emur pa'ot neshevim perutaika b'nayu. Everybody knows you have to work it. The Hadush of Tanakama is even if you work him less than a Shavit Perutah's worth of work, you're going to be Hayav. And the Buddha says, no, the Tamir boy has to be a Shavit Perutah's work. But everybody holds, if you didn't work the Eved, you're not going to be Hayav. Machlokin is how much? Tanakama says, even less than a Shavit Perutah, the Rabbi Buddha says, it has to be a Shavit Perutah's worth. Ba'ir of Yirmiya, Genavo umacharo yashen mahu. You stole the guy when he was sleeping, and you sold him when he was sleeping. You have to see what the question is, Bichlav. Machar isha le'ubra mahu. You sold the pregnant lady, she was pregnant. You didn't sell her, you sold her for her child that's going to come out of her. Mahu. Yesh derech imur bekach, o en derech imur bekach. Is that considered working? Is that the derech to work a slave like that when it's sleeping? Or when she's pregnant? Is that the derech to work? Because you have to work them. Is that the derech to work them? Or maybe it's not the derech. We're talking about derech, not derech. You're not working them at all. The guy's sleeping. How are you working the guy when he's sleeping? How are you working the ubar? She's pregnant. You're working the ubar? You shouldn't be chayav at all. There's no work. Lot Siricha, the case you're talking about, Yashen, the zaga ale. The guy's sleeping and you're leaning on him. So you're using him. When he's sleeping, you're leaning on him. Isha de ukma be'apezika. Pregnant lady, you're using a big stomach to protect you from the wind. Because her stomach goes like this, you can hide under her stomach, Because the more fat she is, the more you can protect yourself from the wind. So therefore you're using the ubar. So that's considered the working. So the Gemara says, derech emur bekach, en derech emur bekach. Is that considered derech emur? Is that considered normal working or not? Okay. My tiku. That's it. Yeah, whenever he
does. Be yanek or short of bahayot. I think of the case where the guy's sleeping and leaning on him. Question was on the mood.
Question is on emud, exactly.
So, well, why does that have to be the guy sleeping?
What do you want the guy to do?
I mean,
the guy's working, you can work him. You don't have a question like that.
Leaving on the guy when he's awake, the same.
You don't have the. Okay.
It's not that he was sleeping and he would have been up the next morning, you would have started working him since he was sleeping.
No, you're selling him sleeping and you're working him sleeping. Tarana banan. Ki. Let's get the right words. Ki yim maseh ish gonev nefesh me'achiv. Or me'achav. So what's the pasuk say? Ki yim maseh ish, find a guy, gonev nefesh me'achav. He steals somebody from his brothers. En li ela ish sheganav. Because it says ish. Ki yim maseh ish. Isha minayin. How do you know a lady who kidnaps? Hayav. Tamud amar ve'gonev ish. Ve'gonev. Anybody. You steal a person. The gonev is anybody. It doesn't say gonev demands a man. So any ela ish sheganav ben isha u ben ish. So now from these both two pesukim, the first pesuk says ki maseh ish gonev nefesh. Ish nefesh. That means a man who kidnapped whether a lady or a man. Ish nefesh. Doesn't matter who. The isha sheganva ish. And then it says vegonev, which means even a lady. Vegonev ish. That means a lady kidnapping a man. Mm-hmm. Question is, Isha Shiganva Isha Minayin. How do you know a lady kidnapping a lady? How do you know that she's going to be Hayav? Tawud Lomar, Umet Haganav Ahu Mikol Makom. And the Pasuk says, Umet Haganav Ahu. The Ganav dies no matter what. Ganav no matter what it's told. Umet Haganav, because it's redundant. Umet Haganav teaches me no matter what. As he says, Mikol Makom Ahu, Der Shina Libes Afrid Limaute Goneb Eved. Okay, that's the Ahu. This one is going to die. La'apuke, if you steal an Eved. Umet the Ganav stam. What's the Ahu ki teach you? Umet the Ganav Ahu. This one dies. La'apuke, if the Ganav steals an Eved, he's not going to die. But from the fact that those words are extra, Umet the Ganav teach me, he dies no matter what. She dies no matter what, even if she steals a woman. Tanya'idach. Ki yimaseh ish gonev nefesh me'achiv. Echad gonev et ha'ish, v'achad gonev et ha'isha. No problem. Ki yimaseh ish, that's a man, gonev nefesh, doesn't matter who, whether he steals a man or he steals a lady. V'had ger, v'had even mishchorar. No problem. Whether he steals even a ger or an even mishchorar, a slave that they set free. V'katan or a minor, hayav genavo velo mecharo. Let's say he stole him, but he didn't sell him. Mecharo v'adayin yishno birshuto, or he sold him, but he never got rid of him out of his possession. Patur. Okay, so you got to do two things: you have to steal him, and then you have to get him out of your possession. Steal him. And sell him. Mecharo le'aviv. Let's say you sold the guy back to the guy's father. You stole the guy, you kidnapped him, and you sold him to his father. Or le'achiv. Or you sold him to his brother. Or le'achad min ha'kirovim. Hayav. Okay? It's hayav. Now she says, by the way, le'aviv, aviv shel nignav. That's the father of the one that was stolen. Ha'gonev et ha'avadim patur. A person that steals avadim is going to be patur. Because already he's mishrobad already. He's not. He doesn't have. You only hayav when you're stealing somebody that has his freedom. Tani tana kamed rav sheshat. Somebody that. No. You're not hayav mita. Person steals a slave and sells it. You're not hayav mita for that kidnapping of a slave. Tani tana kamed rav sheshat. Okay, then the blaita in front of rav sheshat. That she says, "Lehachmat iti diktani machal le'aviv hayav." You just took the blight that said what? If you sold him to your father, to his father, you're going to be hayav. So they learned the blight in front of Sheshat. So he says, "Amale ani shone Rabbi Shimon Omer me'achav ad shiyotzienum l'shut ehav." I learned from the fact that pasuk says, "You sold him from your brothers." That means you're not hayav until you get him out of his family. It means if you sold him to his brother, you can be patur. As long as he's still in the family, it's not going to be considered hayav. And you're learning the at amart hayav. He said, "I have a bright in the name of Rabbi Shimon. that says clearly that if you sell him to a brother, a family member, it's not good. Because it says me'ehav, he's got to go out of his brothers. And you're telling me that if you sell him to your family member, you're going to be hayab? What is that? We have a braita against that. So Gemara says, tini patur. Okay, change the first braita. The first braita that said if you sell him to your father, his father is hayab, it's patur. In order not to make a stira between the first braita and Rabbi Shimon. Gemara says, my kushya, dilma harabi Shimon harabanan. What's the problem if you have a stira and braita? I'll say the second braita that says patur is Rabbi Shimon, the first braita that says hayab is rabbanan. Well, what's the problem? Gemara says, nasal kadatach. We would never think like that. Tamar Rabbi Yohanan, we have a rule. Stam matnitin Rabbi Meir. Anytime you see a Mishnah that's nameless, you assume, no, without an author, you assume the author is Rabbi Meir. Stam Tosefta Rabbi Nehemia. Stam Sifra. Sifra is the Bidrash on Sefer Vayikra, Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sifri. Sifri is the Midrash on Bamidbar and Devarim, Rabbi Shimon. V'chullehu Alibad Rabbi Akiva. And all of those Mishnah, Tosefta, Sifra, Sifri, they're all following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, because all these students were Rabbi Akiva. So whenever you see a Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, it's Alibad Rabbi Akiva, because that was a student. And Stam Sifra, like this one. Stam Sifri, like that one. And Stam Tosefta, like that one. They're all Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, you can't tell me we have a Sifra over here. The first Braita, you have to tell me it's going like Rabbi Shimon. Because Stam Sifra, who's the Stam Sifra? Stam Sifri. Stam Sifri is Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, you can't tell me that this Braita is going like Rabbanan, because it's a Sifri. And therefore, because where's the Sifri? It's coming from Vayikra, no? Where's the Pasuk in, written?
Vayikra.
Devarim.
Sifri is Bamba Devarim.
Oh, good. So it's Bamba Devarim. It's perfect. So therefore, since it's coming from Bamba Devarim, and we know Stam Sifri is Rabbi Shimon. You can't tell me that first braita is Rabbanan. It's got to be Rabbi Shimon. Oh, it's got to be Shimon. You can't tell me change the girsa. Ella, you have to come along. That's what you have to say, change the girsa. You can't come along and say, oh, ha Rabbanan, ha Rabbi Shimon. What do you mean? Stam Sifri is Rabbi Shimon. Ella, you have to say that. You have to change the girsa. Instead of saying Hayav, it has to say Patur. Okay, we go out of that. Comes the Gemara continues. Agonev Beno. So what do we say in the Mishnah? Goneb Beno, we had a machloket. Guy steals his own son. So Rabbi Shmuel said, and Rabbi Muhammad Beroka Hayav. And Achamim wanted to say what? Patur. So the rabbi said Patur. My Ta'amad Rabbanan. What's the reason why Rabbanan say Patur? Amar Rabbeye. Damar Kira, Kiyim Maseh. You have to find him. Prat Lematsui. He's found already. He's in your house. Yimatseh is Maswa. You find him from somewhere else. Prat, excluding Matsui, he's there, he's in your house already. You know how you have that? Oh, so Gemara says, that's how you do it, Eshi Matzeh? Then you have a problem when it comes to adultery. Because by adultery, also, it says you only have adultery, Ki Matzeh. When the adultery is like, say, somewhere else. But if you have adultery with somebody that's local, you're going to tell me that it's Patur? Amalera papada biye elama'ata ki Matzeh ish shochevi misha bi'odat ba'al. Hachen ameh ki Matzeh prat na Matsui? You're going to come and tell me Prat is coming to exclude something that's close to you. Kegon, Shel Bet Ploni, Deshkihan Gabay. Let's say I have a couple of families that live together in the same house. So, no, that's Matsui. So, a guy goes with somebody else's wife and the family they live together. You live them. You live together with them. You tell me it's Patur? It can't be. It can't be. The Torah says, how can I make the Patre? You tell me it's going to be Patur? Amale. He says, no, you misunderstood me. Ana v'nimsa biyado ka'amina. I have a different derash. V'nimsa biyado. That's why I learned it from. K'ray yeterana, she says. De'ilu lamed shimsa bi'adim mechina. So she says, I know already that you have to have edim to testify that witnessed the kidnapping. So what does v'nimsa biyado come to teach me? V'nimsa biyado teaches me that dafka, when it's coming from somewhere else, he got it from somewhere else, lapuke, where it came from, his own family. So extra words v'nim sabi adu teaches me this derasha. Amarava hilkach. Therefore, hani mikre dardike. These school teachers, mikre dardike, they teach mikra to the children. Umatnu rabbanan. And the rabbis that teach the kids mishnayot, right? Kimtsuyin biyadan damu. That's mitsuyin biyadan. The teachers with the kid every day. And therefore, if the upatre, if the rabbi kidnaps the student, patur. Because it's nimsabi adu. That's next to him. That's like a father to a son. Therefore, they're going to be patur from the mitah if they commit this crime. Rashi says that talmidim mitzuyim tamid bebet הרב, אם גנב הרב אחד בתלמידיו, הוא מכרו, אינו נהרג. If the rabbi stole one of the kids, the student, and sold them, not going to be חייב. גנב בישחדשיו. Okay, next part. So what do we say in the Mishnah?
It's not a bad idea.
גנב מישחדשיו. He stole מישחדשיו עבד, מישחדשיו בן חורין. So it says, תרנתם, we learned over there in Baba Kama. Rabbi Yehuda אומר, אין עבדים בושת. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, now Rabbi Yehuda said what? יחייב over here. If you sell an עבד, חצי בן חורין, חצי עבד, how is he like that? I told you, you have an עבד כנעני, let's say. Two partners on him. Okay? Two partners on him. One partner freed him. The other partner didn't free him. So he's here, עבד, עבד בן חורין. Correct? So what do we say? Rabbi Yehuda says, you sold that guy, חייב. So comes the Gemara and says, "Tanan atam enot b'maskid b'bekamar." Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein avadim boshet." What did you do? Rashi says, "Mevayeshet avid." You went, you were mevayeshet avid. You embarrassed an avid. Lo chayavto toran letid deme b'shto. You don't have to pay for the boshet. Avid does not have boshet. Normally, we say one of the five damages you have to pay is for embarrassment. Avid in lo boshet, you don't got to pay for that damage. My tamad Rabbi Yehuda markera ki yinatzu anashim yachdav. Says what? When two men are going to be fighting, and you damaged one of them, so over there the Torah says you have to pay the five damages. Ish ve'achib. The pasuk says ki yinatzu ish ki yinatzu anashim yadav ish ve'achib. A man and his brother. Mishiyesh to achva. Yeah. When do you have to pay the five damages? When do you have a relationship to a person? Yatsa eved she'enu achva. You're not related to the eved. Every guy is like a goy. He has no relatives. So therefore, you're not chayav on such a such a person. As she says, eved she'enu achva v'afilu imechav ben abi. He's not even related to his own brothers. Dichtiv ama hamor or ima hamor ama domen hamor. Enu elik behema. Every guy is like a behema. Ama domen hamor is a kenani. He's not related to anybody. So therefore, the Rabbi Yehuda says, "How do I know there's no bullshit by this guy?" Giratzu anashim ish ve'achiv. Only a man to his brother. Kevin a banan. Oh, but when rabbis come along and say, "Hayav on bullshit," if you embarrass an eved, what do they do with the word achiv? Achiv hu b'mitzvot. He is your brother when it comes to mitzvot, because just like you are hayav in mitzvot, every kohanis hayav in miksat mitzvot. He is hayav in mitzvot like a lady, right? Whatever the mitzvot that the lady is hayav in, she's or patur. He's patur from mitzvot asish as mangerama. So like a lady, so there is certain mitzvot that he has. So if you are hayav in bullshit, as she says, "Echavu b'mitzvot bechol mitzvot she'isha hayavet behen eved hayav behen." The gemal la meisha. Oh, so it comes to Gemara and says, very good. So over there by Boshet, we have a special Ehav case over there. Problem is, V'hacha hechi darish Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, you said, well, if you sell an Eved, half free guy, you're going to be Hayav. But by the case of Gonev, it says, Achiv. It says your brother. He's not your brother. Why should you be Hayav? Just like you told me you patur from his Boshet, because it says Achiv. Right? So too you should be patur when you're selling the Eved Kenani. Because it also says in the pasuk by Gonev, it says the word Achiv. You have to be consistent in the Yehuda. So he says, Savar me'achiv la'apuke avadim. Okay, you ready? So the pasuk says like this. Get the whole pasuk. It says, Ki yimase ish Gonev nefesh me'echav me'bnei Yisrael. Yeah, it says me'echav me'bnei Yisrael. Okay, so now look how he's doresh. Me'echav לאפוקי עבדים. All good. So, Ehav comes to exclude עבדים. You're not חייב, you're selling עבד. בני ישראל, למעוטה מי שעציו עבד ועציו בן חורים. Now, בני ישראל, what could it come to exclude? It cannot exclude. It cannot come to exclude עבד, because we did that already, from the first pasuk. So, בני ישראל must come to exclude, even if the guy's half-half, you're also going to be patur. Okay? מי בני ישראל, or the men. And it's only B'nai Yisrael. It says, Mi B'nai Yisrael, Limi'ut Mish'at Shu'ev V'yachtu Ben Horim. It's been married the same thing again. Havi Mi'ut Achal Mi'ut. It's a double negative. Ve'en Mi'ut Achal Mi'ut Ela L'rabot. Whenever you have a double negative, the negative level comes to, not exclude, it comes to include. So look how we did it again. Ehav comes and teaches me, Tafka when you sell one of your brothers, but not an Eved. An Eved not Chayavan. Beautiful. Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, it's coming to say only B'nai Yisrael, but not half-half. Mi B'nai Yisrael? Yes, only Yisrael, but not half-half. How many times are you going to tell me not a half-half? Ela what? Not a half-half twice?
Brings it in.
It's a mi'ut ahal mi'ut. Mi'ut ahal mi'ut is lirabot. That's how the B'Yehuda knows that if you're selling it, it's your Eved, it's your Eved, you're going to be Hayav from the mi'ut ahal mi'ut. Good? Yep. The Rabbanan, but the rabbis, they come along and say, you patur. How do they learn? Me'ahiv, or me'ahav, when the pasuk says by Eved, by kidnapping. Me'ahav, le'apuke abadim. Lo mashma lehu. You don't need the word echav to exclude abadim, according to the rabbis. Deha echav hu b'mitzvot. Because really, you'll be chayav, let's say, on an eved. Because echav is somebody that is connected to you in mitzvot, just like the rabbis learned by busha, by boshet. Echav means echav b'mitzvot. So over there the pasuk says, ki egonev ish me'echav. Me'echav doesn't exclude an eved, because echav means your brother. What does it mean, your brother? Your brother in mitzvot. Isn't it an eved, according to the rabbis, a brother in mitzvot? Good. So therefore, you have no exclusion on that. B'nei Yisrael, mi b'nei Yisrael. Oh, so what do you have? The other two derashot now. B'nei Yisrael, mi b'nei Yisrael. Had l'me'ute eved. That's where you mima'it eved from. From the word echav, you can't mima'it eved. Because the word echav could be eved. It's included because he's your brother. Ela what? From the word b'nei Yisrael, you mima'it eved. What do you mima'it from mibbede Yisrael? From the man you mima'it the half guy. So again, according to the rabbis, the word echav is not part of the derash. Because echav, you can't exclude an eved from that. Echav is including an eved. Ela what? I mima'it an eved from where? From b'nei Yisrael. What do I mima'it from the mibbede Yisrael? Mishachio, eved chachio ben chorim. So comes the Gemara and says, Azhara l'gunev nefesh minayin. New question. How do we know an Azhara? Which means, anytime you get punished, by death penalty like this, Henek, Hayav, if you steal somebody and sell them, you need a warning pasuk. Without a warning, you cannot be Hayav the punishment. So the Gemara says, Azhara l'gunev nefesh minayin. Rabbi Yoshiya Amar, Milot Tignov. How do you like that? Ten Commandments. Lot Tignov is actually talking about not money. Lot Tignov is don't steal people. That's the warning pasuk. Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Melo Yimkiru Mimkeret Avid. Okay, here's another pasuk. Lo Yimkiru Mimkeret Avid. Don't sell them as slaves. Vela Perigi. By the way, there's no argument, by the way. Mor Kahashiv Lav Degereva, Mor Kahashiv Lav Demechira. You need warnings for both. You need a warning pasuk for the theft, the kidnapping, and you need a warning pasuk for the sale. Because you're not chayav until you steal the guy and sell him. So each rabbi was bringing a different azara. He brought the azara for the kidnapping, he brought azara for the actual sale itself. So comes the Gemara and says, we have a braita. Lo tignov. Okay, Ten Commandments, yeah? What did it say in the Ten Commandments? Lo tignov. Begunev nefashut katum medaber. This is talking about kidnapping. How do you know? Maybe it's talking about stealing money. Who told you not to ignore the Ten Commandments? It's talking about kidnapping. There's 13 midot principles that we doresh the Torah in. And one of them is davar halamed me'inyano. That you learn something from its context. All the Ten Commandments in that section, what are they talking about? Benefashot. These are commandments that have a death penalty. So too you have to say that when it says it means death penalty. There's no death penalty for stealing money. So from the context of the other commandments, we know it's talking about something that is punishable by death. That's another pasuk. That's in Vayikra Yutet. Lotignobu. That's the opposite. That's talking about stealing money. You tell me stealing money. Maybe it's talking about kidnapping. Go back to the 13 midot that the Torah is nedreshet. Again, something that's learned from its context. What's the pasuk talking about over there in Vayikra? The mamon. Right? All those pesukim are talking about monetary law. Afkam b'mamon. So two of it is talking about mamon. Okay, because it says in the pesuk that she says, lo ta'ashok re'acha. Right? Don't steal from your friend. So therefore, also over there must be talking about mamon. Okay, now we're going to a new point. Itmar. We have a braita. So what? You need two things, right? You need stealing and you need selling.
Out of position.
Okay? Out of position. You stole the guy and you sold him. Somebody else. That's Hayav Hayav Mita. Itmar, we have a statement. Amorayik. Edei Geneva ve'edei Mechira. Benefesh. Okay, you have two witnesses that saw the Geneva. And you have two witnesses that saw the Mechira. Benefesh, the person. Rashi. Edei Geneva ve'edei Mechira. Shne kite edim. One testified that this guy stole. If they became huzam, that's strange. Normally what happens, they were trying to kill this guy. Four guys come along. Two of them say he stole. The other two guys say he sold. Oh, put them together, there's a hayumita on this guy.
Together.
Right? Oh, so now they became huzam. So the law is, you don't kill them. What happened to Vasitim? No, Kashi Zamam. They were trying to kill him. And so that she says, "Kidem Mefarish Tamah Vazil." Vechemah the Inu Lo Miktele, because they didn't have the ability to kill either. Iu Name Im Lo Zmu Lo Miktil. They did not have the ability to kill. If they didn't become Huzam, they would not be able to kill. Why? Davulu Educhi Atay Yachol Nazima, because this is a type of testimony, as we're going to see, that is non-subject to Hazama. The only time we say Vasitim no kashizamam is if they are subject to hazama, then we give them the penalty that they were trying to give the guy. But for some reason, this type of testimony bypasses the laws of hazama. Velo maskah alid the miktal, ela bekat ahad shebinim al gerivav and mechira. The only way you can really kill somebody if it's one group said, "I saw this guy steal and he sold." Oh, so the whole thing is happening with this group over there. So then, if you make hazama on them, they were trying to kill, they kill. But when it's split up, doesn't work that way. Because this guy's saying an item that cannot bring him to death.
Yeah.
Geneva alone doesn't bring to death. Stealing cannot bring to death unless you have the Geneva. So, right? We're testifying that he sold. Yeah, he sold, it was his, he sold his own. So, no, I want to sell a person. Yeah. So I want to sell a person that you stole. So the second testimony also is dependent on the first testimony. So we didn't get Gemara now. Etma, we start again. Ede Geneva ve'ede Mechira benefesh uzmu Hezkiya amar en neheragin. Okay, Hezkiya we understand. Rabbi Yohanan amar neheragin. Okay, so the machloket over here. What's the machloket? Hezkiya de amar kebi Akiva. Hezkiya is following the shita of Rabbi Akiva. De amar davar ve'lo hatzi davar. The pasuk says, when it's talking about testimony, al pi shne edim or al pi shlosha edim yakum davar. That means for a testimony to be a testimony, they have to say a full testimony. Davar means the complete testimony. Ve'lo chatzi davar, but not half a testimony. Each one over here saying half a testimony. That's she. Plukta Rabbi Akiva ben Rabbanan. Do we read that yet?
No.
No. Okay, so we'll see now. Damar Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, look at Rashi. Bebab batra, behaskat batim, al pi shnaim edim yakum davar. Velo hatzi davar. Vaya hatzi davaru. Etzel kol kat ve kat. Each kat over here is really saying half a story. De ilav ede geneva, if it wasn't for the ede geneva, eno nehirag mishum ede mechira. You don't kill him just for their selling. She yakol lamar, avadai macharti. Right, he could come along and say, avdi macharti, I saw my own evid. What do you think? Yeah, I did sell it, it was mine. Ve ilav mechira, and if it wasn't for the stealing, so each kat cannot bring to a death penalty. So therefore, if they became huzam, there is no mita, because they couldn't bring the guy to mita. That's the shita of who? Hezkiya. Rabbi Yohanan amar Rabbanan. Da'amar davar, va'afilu hatzi davar. Okay? Rabbanan argue. Even hatzi davar, hayav mita. And therefore, hayav hazama. That which Hezkiya said, Hatzi Davar, like this is a classical case of Hatzi Davar. Two said Mechira, two said Geneva, or Geneva, Mechira, and that situation over there, that's Hatzi Davar. But Hezkiya's Modeh, Be'edim Aharonim Shel Ben Sorer U'Moreh, Shehuzmu, Sheneheragim. Oh, you remember we learned in Perek Ben Sorer U'Moreh?
Yes.
For Ben Sorer U'Moreh to be killed, he's got to do it twice. They warn him. After he did it the first time, and when he did it a second time, oh, so then already it's recurring, and then already hayav mita. So really, if you think about it, Two witnesses come along and say, we saw this Sabin Surah Murray, he ate the meat, he stole, okay, beautiful. Two other witnesses come along and say, we saw him do it, this also. Now, for the second ones to bring a Hayyuv Mita, they really need the first ones to testify also. Because without a first offense, the second offense is not considered Hayyuv Mita. So technically, you might have thought to say that's also a classical case of Chassidavad. Because each testimony is really dependent on the other one. However, the Gemara says not so. When it comes to Ben Sonin and Morir, each testimony stands alone, and therefore the second testimony is considered Davar Shalem, and therefore if they get Huzam, you're going to kill them. How does that work? So look at Rashi. Be'adim Ahram Shal Ben Sonin and Morir. Baram Rashi on the Amud, on the Daf. Ditnan Le'el. Matrin Mo Befne Gimel Umalkin Oto. The first offense, what do? They warn him in front of three, and they give him Malkut. The first offense doesn't bring death. The first offense brings what? Malkut. Hazar v'kilkel, oh, he did it again. Nidon b'asimu shlosha. Matrim bo abim v'emu b'fnei hadayanim, u'kshibayim adim lishonim u'me'idim alav. The first witnesses come along and say what? Achal tatim al basar v'shtachatzi lo gyayin. He ate meat and wine. Megineva from stolen stuff. Malkin oto k'dikliv v'yissiru oto. Da'ayinu malkut. Hazar v'kilkel, Nidon b'chav gimal lemita. Umodeh hazkiyah behanach acharonim. The second group. She'idu she'chazar v'kilkel. Right? They came along and said, chazar v'kilkel. He did it again. She'huzmu she'neheragim. How? Ve'lo amrinan she'atzi davarhu. We don't say, it's only half a testimony. Ti'ilav sadoda dekamai lo mektab sadoda haneh. Because if it wasn't for the first testimony, you don't kill him on the second testimony. So it's chatzi davar. No. The first testimony is a complete testimony because there's a punishment to give the first testimony. What's the first testimony's punishment? Malkut. So therefore, the first testimony is not related right to the second testimony. It accomplished something. It's a full testimony. It's not like this case. Gineva. Gineva alone is nothing. You need the mechira. Oh, wait. At this point. Okay. The Geneva alone is nothing. You need the Mechira. Just have a testimony. Mashik in here, no, the first testimony that they said, he ate the meat and stole, is Hayav, Hayav Malkut. They said whatever they said, it's complete. Vali batrai kule davar ka'avde. The second testimony that says he ate, he did it again, that's a full testimony on its own. It's not a chatzi davar. Gemara, mitok sheyicholim lomar harishonim, since the first one's able to say, Da'alkoto banu. What do you want from us? We weren't coming to kill him. We were coming just to give him Malkut. V'hani acharini kule davar ka'avdile. And the second witnesses, it's kule davar. They gave a full testimony to Gabe, mita, taprashi. Lalkoto banu. V'lo adu la mito. You think we came along? We weren't starting the mita process when we came to testify. Shelo yadanu shesufu lachzov l'karkel. V'chi, we knew that this guy's going to do it again. When we gave our testimony, we were only the Gaber, the Malkut. And therefore, our testimony finishes by us. You came along now and said another testimony. Oh, so that's a full Dabar. That's not like a continuing our first testimony. As if you're completing us. If you want to say the first ones were coming from Mita, okay, so they're half. Because Mita, you cannot go on one. So they're half. The second guy comes along and says, okay, he did it again. So Bitsiruf. They did it, we have a mitah. The first guy said, we didn't come for mitah. V'chi, we're prophets, we don't do it again. We came along just to say to the guys, Hayab Malkut. Thank you, our testimony is done. Give the guy Malkut, goodbye. When you come along now, so that's not Hatsi Davar. That's Davar Shalim. When the second witnesses come along and say, he did it again. Okay, that's not Hatsi Davar. Which means, of course you need the siruv of the first one. But the first one is done already. That testimony is not linked to the second one. That testimony stands alone. And this testimony stands alone. Just because I need the first testimony doesn't mean it's Chatzi Davar. He gave a full testimony that brought to a Malkut. And now I'm saying, based on what the first witnesses said, I'm saying he did it again. He also a full Davar. He's a full Davar for Malkut, and you're a full Davar for Mita. So therefore we accept the first witnesses as Shalem, and the second also as Shalem. And therefore, if let's say they became Huzam, the second group you're going to kill them. The second group you're going to kill because they were going to bring to a Mita. The first ones you can't kill them, by the way. The first one is, if they became Uzam, you give them Malkut. Because they could say, we're only coming to give Malkut. They could say, we can only give them Malkut. So now we just gave a big Chanuk over here. We gave you Chanuk in Hezkiyah. There's two cases. There's a case of Geneva and Mechira. Geneva and Mechira, we want to consider Hasidavar. Two witnesses is Geneva, two witnesses is Mechira. It's interdependent on each other. The first guy wasn't doing anything. Geneva, Islam is nothing. Therefore, it's half a davar, the mechira is the other half. Therefore, if they become uzam, the second guy, you don't kill them because they was linked on the first one. But no, the first one, mechayev malkut. I wasn't coming for mitah. And the second one was coming for mitah. It's two separate testimonies. Therefore, you mechayev. We understood the chayluk. Gemara challenges it. Matkif lara papa iyache. Ede mechira nami lektele. According to your logic that you just presented by Ben Soler and Morer, that should say even by Ede Mechira, it should be Hayav. Why? Because the same thing. If a guy steals alone, we were assuming till now, he's stealing alone, it's nothing. It's not nothing. Stealing alone is Hayav Malkut. So therefore, the first witnesses can come along and say, we weren't even coming for Mita. We were just saying the guy was Ganav, and we were trying to mechayev the guy Malkut. So our testimony is done. Yeah. Just like the Ben Sura Murad. Now you're coming along, and you're giving a new testimony now. You're coming along and saying, Mechira, that's for Mitah. It's not a continuation that we were both coming to mechayev Mitah. That I gave the first half, and you gave the second half. No, I gave Geneva, not anticipating he's going to steal the cell. I gave Geneva, Shayev Malkut. I'm done, Davar. You came along now and said Mechira, or you're coming with a new testimony now. You're coming along to say that this Hayab Mita. The same logic that you applied to Ben Soler and Moret, apply it to Geneva or Mechira. So Gemara says, V'chitem adikasam al-chazkiyah, delo laki. Oh, maybe you'll tell me al-chazkiyah holds that if you steal alone, if you kidnap a guy alone without Mechira, you don't get Malkut. So therefore that's not an option. You can't say that. Ve'a itmar. We have a statement. Ede geneva benefesh shehuzmu. Simple case. Ede geneva. Witnesses came along and said he stole a body, kidnapped somebody, and they became huzmu. Hezkiyah v'Rabbi Yohanan. Machloket Hezkiyah v'Rabbi Yohanan. We don't know who said what. Had amar lokin. One says malkut, meaning you were trying to give the guy malkut, so the hazamah gets. Edim Zumim get Malkut. The Hadamar in Lokin. And what says no Malkut? We don't know who said what. The Amrinan Testayim the Hezkiyah Damar Lokin. You could assume, process of elimination, that it's Hezkiyah that says Lokin. How? Meda Amar Hezkiyah, the fact that Hezkiyah said in Neheragin. Rashi. Meda Amar Hezkiyah, back to the Rashi, in Neheragin in Huzmu. Le'achar shebau ede mechira, which means, let's say the ede mechira came, right? The ede mechira came, and the first group now became huzam. Mishum ha'achi lokin shere en sofan lamut shel edut zu ve'lo avi legabayu lav shenitan lazara mitat bedin, which means, what did Hezkiyah say? Two witnesses come, two sets of witnesses come. Ahad geneva ve'ahad mechira. So what do we say? If the second group gets huzam, so we wanted to say Hezkiyah held what? Hatsi davar. Hatsi davar is not, you don't kill them. And what did he say over here also? Let's say the first group became huzam. What do you do to them? Mishum achi lokin. You give them malkut, the first group. Share en sofan lamut al edut zu. There's no death penalty on the Geneva alone. Which is when do you get Mita? Only when there's a Hayuv Mita on something. But if there's no Hayuv Mita on the item, so therefore you cannot give the Edim that became Huzam a Mita case. Okay, go slow. From the inference, he didn't really say that. He only said that the Edem Mechira, you don't kill. Edem Mechira, you don't kill. The inference is what? That the first set, you're not going to kill. Ila what? You're going to give them Malkut. Okay, good. I'm eating again inside. Tistayim. Watch. Tistayim. Tiskiyad amal lokin. I'm eating again inside. Mida amar haskiyah. Haskiyah said above. One said gineva. And one said mechira. En heragin. Okay, you don't kill them. Which means the first group for sure you're never going to kill. The first Eidei Geneva definitely never get a death penalty on the Hazama. Why? Because their Edut can never bring to a death penalty. De'i Rabbi Yohanan, but if it's going to go like Rabbi Yohanan, Keban De'amar Neheragin, which means since they said what? The second group gets Hayuv Mita, if they became Huzam. What did Rabbi Yohanan say? Two say Geneva, two say Mechira. The guys in Mechira became Huzam. What do we say? Kill them. Oh, so what does that mean? Havi de lav shenitan lazarat mita bedin. V'chol lav shenitan lazarat bedin en lokin alav. Which means, must be according to the Rabbi Yohanan, the reason why you're giving the second group mita is because what? You're putting the groups together. It's chatzi davar, chatzi davar. It's okay. Put them together. And therefore, it's like considered one full testimony. And therefore, you're going to give the second group that became Huzam, you're going to give them mita. The only way you can give them mita is if you hold that there's a mita in the Geneva, which means if there's a malkut in the Geneva, that's the point. If there's a malkut in the Geneva, then you cannot bring a death penalty from that. Must be that he holds there's no malkut in the Geneva, and therefore since there's no malkut in the Geneva, you misterif the Geneva and the Mechira together to give a death penalty. But if there would be a malkut in the Geneva alone, once already there's a hayuv malkut, that malkut cannot bring to a hayuv mita. Look at Rashi, he says it inside now. Look at Rashi, midamar haskiyah. I'm reading again. En neheragin. Im uzmu lehar shebao edem mechira mishum hachi lokin shere en sofan lamut. Good. The first set, the reason why you don't kill them is because
anyone, even the
you're right, but I'm talking about the first set. Why? Because the first set can never come to mita. Shere en sofan namut ale dudzu velo avi legabayu lav shintan azra mita bedin di'i Rabbi Yohanan kevan daman neheragin. The second set gets killed. Imbau edem mechira acharekin. Let's say edem mechira came afterwards. Kodem azama v'nigmar dino al pishte akitot. Both groups finish the guy off. The Geneva and the mechira, the uzmu, hechi laku im uzmu kodem sheba edem mechira. If let's say the first group became huzam before the mechira guys came, havile lav de lo taane legabayu b'sha'a she'idu. At the time that they testified, all they committed is the avon of lo taane. Lo taane means they gave a false testimony. Lav shinitan azara, which is a isud. Shelo laivkin, you shouldn't testify in such. Shim ya'idu velo yuzmu ad shiavu adem mechira v'yigmor dino v'yuzmu yamutu. Which means what? Shim ya'idu. If they're going to give a testimony, velo yuzmu, and they didn't become huzam, ad shiavu adem mechira, until the mechira guys came, v'yigmor dino v'yuzmu yamutu.
Even the first ones.
Because Rabbi Yochanan holds both groups are shayach to mita. Half came, get Rabbi Yohanan good. Half came for Geneva, half came for Mechira. What do we say? Gemar din. They got both these testimonies, they combined them together, they killed the guy. No. The first group became Huzam now. What do? Kill him. Because Mistaref, the testimonies. Now,
no
malkut. Must be there's no malkut in such a thing. Because we have a rule. If there'd be a malkut in such a... You can't have a mita. Can I bring to a mita? Good. But what did the Yohanan say? I mean, Hezkiah.
No.
Hezkiah came along and said, no. Same story. It's Hatzi Davar. These guys over here, even though they completed it, he said Geneva, he said Mechira. Nobody's Hayamita over here. Not the second ones, and not the first ones. Why? Because the first ones, it's obviously a lav that's given to Malkut. And a lav that's given to Malkut can never bring to a lav of mita.
Okay.
So therefore, what did we just prove from this? For sure, there's a chayuv malkut according to Hezkiyah just on the Geneva alone. Now we brought back to our question. If you're telling me there's a Hayyuv Malkut on the Geneva alone, so therefore it should be exactly like Ben Sorir and Morir. The first group came along and said, this guy stole a Nefesh. Okay, good. According to Rabbi Hezkiah, what are the Hayat? Malkut. Or at least they could say, listen, we weren't coming for Mita, we were just coming for the Malkut action. Yeah. Okay, two other witnesses come along and say, we saw Mechira. Why are you telling me Hezkiah Hasidavar? It's all it's combination to the Mita. No, the first guys can come along and say, we were not talking about Mita. We were talking about Malkut, just like by the Ben Sur and Morir. We were coming for Malkut. And they were just like the Ben Sur and Morir. You didn't say it's Hatsi Davar. You said it's each one's considered Davar Shalem. So by the case of Gerevav and Mechira, it should be the same thing. The first two guys were coming for Malkut. And they said a complete testimony. Now this guy comes along and says, Mechira. Good. They're not finishing what they started. This is a new thing now. We're saying, by the way, this is Mechira here. This is a new item we're coming to say. He's a Hayav Pamita. So how do you answer that? So comes the Gemara and says, okay. So Gemara says, Ihu lo lake, inhu hechi laku, which means like this. So what are you telling me? Let's take a regular case. Ede Geneva, according to Hezkiah, they didn't become Huzam. They're trying to make Mechayev the guy Malkut. Correct? Because there's Malkut on the Geneva alone. Good. So the Gemara asks a question. Ihu lo lake. Inhu echi laku. Nashi. Inhu echi laku. Halav kasher zamamhu, v'mishum lo ta'ane lav she'em bo ma'asehu.
You can't give him
lashes. What's the question? According to Hezkiah, that we say ane geneva benefesh she'uzmu lokim. Oh, iu lo lake. The Gemara is continuing its question. Iu lo lake imhu anidon eno loke kishemeidim alav sheganav nefesh velo uzmu. Why did they get lashes?
Because he sold them.
Okay, continue. Inhu echilaku. How are the witnesses going to get lashes? What does it mean? Ketzad lokin. Halo iefshad al kotam midim kasher zamam. Kasher zamam you only get if you were trying to give somebody something, you get the same thing. Im lo aita edutam mechayev etom malkut of sheuzmu. Ela bal korchach she edutan aita mechayev etom malkut lunes sheuzmu. Which is, Eli, you have to say what? Must be their edut. That's part of the question. Which means it's finishing the question. Eli, which means, how are you telling me that the witnesses, the first witnesses of Adei Geneva, that became Huzam, you're giving them Malkut? The only way you can give them Malkut is if they were going to be Mechayev Malkut. Right? You can't give witnesses that became Huzam Malkut if they weren't Mechayevi the guy to start off Malkut. Eli, what? Must be, back to our point, that Geneva has a Malkut. That's why according to Hezkiah, the first witness that became Huzam will get Malkut because they were being Mechayev the guy Malkut. So we're back to the same question. It's the finishing of the question. It's like the last line. They're saying, so I'll prove it to you. Because once Hezkiah is telling me that the Edim of Geneva get Malkut, Gemara, Ihu lo lake. The guy's not getting Malkut. The Inhu laku. It must be what? You are getting Malkut. And therefore, since the victim gets Malkut, the one that they testify gets Malkut, when they became Muzam, they're going to get Malkut. So, bottom line, add a question. Why do you say, Hezkiah, that this is considered two different, two halves? It's not two halves, it's two holes. Ela Amara Papa, here's the answer. Be'ede Bechira. When it comes to Ede Mechira, that they testify that what? That the guy sold the guy. And the guy Huzam. The Kuda Alma lo Peligi de Neheragin. Oh, we're revamping the argument. Everybody holds that the second set gets killed. Which means as long as you had two witnesses came along and said Geneva, and then you had second set came along and said Mechira, and you had Gemardin. And I said, Hayav Mita, then they became Huzam. Everybody holds a second set, Hayav Mita. No problem.
you establish the first level.
Because bottom line, really, like you said, it's a full davar, and each one could say, I'm coming for Malkut, I'm coming for Mita, Hezkiah will agree. So what's the argument then? Ki pelige be'ede geneva. We're arguing on the ede geneva part. The first set. Meaning, yad geneva and mechira. If the mechira guys became huzam, oh, but die, kill them. But now we're talking about another case. Yad geneva ve mechira, and the geneva guys became huzam. What's the machloket? Hezkiah amar en nehiragin. Geneva lechuda kaima. The geneva stands by itself, which means there the Torah was mechayev on geneva alone, malkut. And therefore, that's not part of the avon of mechira. The mechira lechude kaima. And the mechira also stands by itself, which is a separate, where the Torah was mechayev, mita. Which means the geneva is separate. This is chayuv of malkut, and this is chayuv of. So therefore, if the guy became Hosam on geneva, he can give him mita. What are you giving me mita for? I was coming for malkut, like we said. V'nimsa, I'm just reading Sharishonim, ba'im l'chayevo malkut b'lmad. Exactly, the first guys were just coming from malkut. V'rak ha'shinim shvidim shetubo l'mita, monim otom me'a malkut, ala geneva, mechavim otom mita ala mechira. V'arei edut ha'shini ayu davas shalem, n'an chol mita. Beautiful. What does Rabbi Yohanan hold but? Rabbi Yohanan amar neheragin. That's the chadush. Rabbi Yohanan says even the first set you get killed. Why? Geneva atchalta de mechirahi. He learns that the geneva is the beginning, first step to mechira, and therefore, it's the beginning of the avirav mita.
So you be tole the first set on the second set.
Chiyuv mita wa shnei ma'asim geneva u mechira biyachad. Ulfi ze hagonev nefesh eno hayav malkut ala geneva. You're not going to have malkut on that, because that's already for. It's half a mitah already in progress. Ki lo tignov ulav anital nazrat mitah bedin. When it says lo tignov is a mitah bedin item. It's not a malkut item. Therefore, he holds already lo tignov was given for the mitah. And therefore, memela ha'edim ha'me'edim ala geneva. They can't come along after and say, we were coming for malkut. There's no malkut. What do you mean malkut? When it said lo tignov in the Torah, lo tignov is for mitah. And therefore, she'utam mitkabel rakedel rogo. Your testimony was only accepted the inyan mita. Now, granted, we couldn't kill the guy at that point. When he just said ganav, it's half a testimony. Well, that half, that means it's half a testimony. It wasn't complete. But once you got the mechira working, boom, now you can't go and say, "Hey, don't get us involved. We were just coming from malkut and malkut baze." Hilkach im husmu neheragin. Even though each one doesn't stand on its own. מקבלים את שתי הדוד מחבים הפי שתיהם כי רבי יוחנן holds חצי דבר. חצי דבר is good. רבי יוחנן holds you can take חצי דבר and חצי דבר, put it together and make a testimony. Okay, that's a big חדוש. So again, comes out למסקנה, according to this over here, let's just review this, because we're done over here for this point. Comes out with a מחלוקת חזקן רבי יוחנן, fantastic מחלוקת. Two witnesses say גניבה, two witnesses say Mechira. Everybody holds, if the Mechira guys became Huzam, kill them. For sure, according to Rabbi Hanan. But even according to Hezkiah, we consider it what? Davar Shalim. Because the first guys were coming from Malkut. So he holds the first guys, Genevaz Malkut. That's done. Well, I wasn't coming for Mita. Second ones are coming for Mita. That's a separate testimony. Hayav. The Machloket is on the first guys, on the Genevaz guys. According to Hezkiah, you can't give the first guys Mita. Because Geneva is Lot Tignov, the Torah never gave a mita on Lot Tignov. Lot Tignov is Malkut. So therefore, how could you give a guy mita on a something that the Azhara, the warning, was only given for Malkut? So they became Muzam, give them Malkut. Rabbi Yohanan says, no. The Lot Tignov is Azhara le mita. But it's only half an item. I don't care, I go with Hatsi Davar. So therefore, any of the two item guys that become Huzam are going to become Hayav Mita. That just concludes. Umoder Rabbi Yochanan ve'edim arishonim shel ben soreru moreh she'uzam. The first group of the ben soreru moreh that became uzam she'en neheragim. You can't kill them. Why? בתוך שיכולים לומר להלכותו בנו. This is they come along and say, we weren't coming to give a mita over there, we're only coming to, which means, it's different than geneva belo mechira. Geneva belo mechira, geneva is only mita. According to the Rabbi Yohanan, there's no makut by geneva alone. So you can't say, oh, we were coming for makut. Why is there a makut? When the Torah said, lo tignov, lo tignov is a mita item. It just, you can't do it until there's a mechira. Because you can't give an alibi, you're coming for makut. Mashigima ben soreno more, that's what it is. The first conviction of stealing some meat and doing all that stuff is malkut. So therefore, even Rabbi Yohanan will agree that the first cut of Edim of Ben Sur Lemorer, you cannot give them the mitah. It is only for malkut. So he's modeh in that case.
Okay, so Abaye is going to summarize the sugya that we learned today. Amar Abaye, hakol modim beben Sur Lemorer, vakol modim beben Sur Lemorer, umachloket beben Sur Lemorer. Okay, so three halachot. The first thing is Akol Modim Ben Sureh Demureh. That means what? We have the case of Ben Sureh Demureh. Two witnesses come along and say we saw him steal money, steal the whatever, and then two other witnesses come along and say we saw him eat the meat and all that stuff over there. So then they became the second time, I'd say. So and then they became Zomimim. The witnesses became Zomimim. So Abaye says, everybody agrees Beben Sureh Moreh that if they became Huzam, they don't get killed. Everybody agrees that if they became Huzam, they do get killed. And then there's a Machloket, do they get killed? So how can you say three halakhot in the same case? So he's going to explain. Hakol modim Beben Sureh Moreh Be'edim Arishonim She'en Neheragim Shmetoch She'yicholim Lomar Lehalkoto Banu. Oh, which means everybody agrees, the Edim Rishonim, the first group that come and testifies against the Ben Sureh Morer, you don't kill them if they became Zomim. Why? Metuch Sheikholim Nomar Lehalkotu, we just came to Mechayev and Malkut. Because the first time that the Ben Sureh Morer commits the Avon, it's Malkut. What are you killing us for? We weren't trying to kill him. We were trying to give him Malkut. The first time the Ben Sureh commits the crime, it's only a Malkut. He has to do it twice. Right. To be Hayav Mita. So everybody agrees, the first cat that came along and became Uzam, you don't give them Mita. That's no problem. Continue. V'akol modim Ben Sureh Moresh pe'edim aharonim she'nehragim. Metok she'edim arishonim yichonim lomar lealkot banu v'ani kuli davar ka'avdile. Very good. Everybody agrees also, the second set, these two witnesses came along and said he stole and he ate, and the second witness came along and said he did it again. So everybody agrees the second set that became Huzam, you'll kill them. Why? Because everybody agrees it's a full testimony. Because the first testimony was Legabe Malkut, and the second testimony was Legabe Mita. It's not Hatzi Davar. Each testimony had its own. It's not that you needed two testimonies to bring a Mita. The first testimony stands on its own, and that was for Malkut. That's not Hatzi Davar, that's Davar Shalem. And the second testimony is what? He did it again. That's the Gabe Mita. So everybody agrees also the Gabe, the second testimony, the second cut, that if they became Uzam, they get Mita. Umachloket, what's the Machloket case? Beben Sureh Morer. In the case of Ben Sureh Morer, Shnayim Onim Bifanenu Ganav, Ushnayim Onim Bifanenu Achal. Ah, that was the case I told you in the beginning. The case is talking about over here, let's say it's the second time, second round, meaning that it's the second time that the kid did davon, so it's not a Malkut situation, it's a Mita situation. Two witnesses said he stole, and two witnesses said he ate. So now already, it depends how you're going to learn. If you hold Chatzi Davar, so it's Chatzi Davar, because the stealing alone is not enough. You need the stealing to connect with the eating in order to make the person Hayab Mita. So if you go like Hezkiah that says, Davar velo Chatzi Davar, so therefore, if these witnesses became Huzam, you can't kill them. Because each testimony did not have the ability to kill. Because each one is half a story. Mashi'enken, according to the Yohanan, he holds, even Chatzi Davar is considered a testimony. So therefore, if the cat became Huzam, you're going to kill him. Because you join the testimonies together in order to make a Mita. And the same, if you hold like Hizkiyah, that says what? It's Chatzi Davar. You said stealing, and you said eating, combine them together, you have a Mita. So therefore, if the guy was the second cat that said eating became Huzam, it's Chatzi Davar. You need the other testimony to combine, the stealing and the eating. Chatzi Davar, no, Hazama. Mashiach to be Hanan, there will be Hazama. So that's Abaye's three statements. Sometimes Ben Surin and Morir, no mita. Sometimes Ben Surin and Morir Hazama, yeah mita. And sometimes it is a Mahloket. Okay? Good. Amar Abase, Ede Mechira Benefesh. Okay, you have witnesses come along and say, this guy sold somebody. Sold him. Didn't say he stole him. To be Hayav Mita, you have to have stealing and then selling. Right? Vigonev Ish Umcharo. Here, the witnesses came along and said, this guy sold somebody. But we don't know if he stole him. So Rav Asseh says, Amar Rav Asseh, Ede Mechira Benefesh Uzamu, En Nehragim. Mituch Shiyachod Lomar Avdi Macharti. Exactly. Because the guy could say, so what did you testify? It belonged to me. It was my Eved. Since he can come along and say it was my Eved, there's no problem. You weren't trying to kill me. I could come along and say, I'm innocent. So therefore, since the guy can come along and say, I'm innocent, so you can't kill the witnesses for trying to say that he sold it. Good? So Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, Keman az lahashmata de Rav Asseh. Who is this shitat of Rav Asseh going like? Can it be Akiva? The Amar Davar velo Hatzi Davar. The Gemara wants to say this is like the opinion that says Hatzi Davar. Because what is the guy really testifying? On half an item. He's only testifying on half a story. And if it's Hatzi Davar, he's only testifying on selling. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Di'ikir Abanan Nehragin, Hamituch Ka'amar. Even according to the rabbis that say Hatzi Davar is okay, even they'll agree in this case that you can't kill them. Because the guy can come along and say, it was mine. Which is, this is going to do with Hatzi Davar over here. The Gemara gave a reason over here. The reason why you don't kill the witnesses is because the guy can say, hey, I did sell him and it was mine that I sold. That has nothing to do with Hatzi Davar. Even if you hold Hatzi Davar is a testimony, since the guy that they're testifying against can say, it was mine, even the rabbi should agree that you can't kill him. This has nothing to do with Hatzi Davar. The Gemara is giving a reason, mitoch. What does it mean, mitoch?
Defense.
He has a defense. Was I trying to kill him? I wasn't trying to kill him. I said, you sold this. He says, I did sell it, by the way, and I sold my own. Mm. What, the rabbi is going to say, you kill him for that if he came to me? No. So Gemara says, Ela afidu temar banan, ubedelo atu edegeneva. You're right. The rabbis will agree in this case. So long as there's no adegeneva, even the rabbis will agree, you can't kill the Adem Mechira if they became Zomimim. Why? Because the guy can say, I was selling my own. So you want, Ihachi Maile Membra. So what's the Hadush? Is that a Hadush in that case? No Hadush. Lo Siricha, the Afagav, the Atu Lebesof. You know what the case is talking about? That adegeneva came
after.
At the end.
After.
Which means the guys, two witnesses came along and said, Adem Mechira. He sold them. He sold them. Now, at that point over there, they weren't trying to kill anybody. They didn't know that Adi Gineva are going to show up afterwards.
Was testifying.
Stop! He sold it. Right, exactly. Nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. He sold this guy. He sold this guy. Oh, so what is that doing? There's nothing. Oh, but then Adi Gineva came after. So you would have thought, once Adi Gineva come, so now the Adi Mechira means something. And therefore, if they become Zomimim, you're going to kill them. Kamash Malan, since at the time that they tested, like you said, they said nothing.
Nothing.
What did they say? Ploni sold his... Now, in their brain, they were probably trying to say, sold something that was not his, but the guy could say, what do you mean? It was mine.
Right.
So therefore, the Hadush is, even though Adik Geneva came after, you can't double jeopardy now and go back to that Demichira and say, oh, hey, see that? You were trying to kill him. We didn't know. We didn't know Adik Geneva would come after. We just said, Machan. So the Gemara says, your question, the Akati by the Mimra, even that's not a Hadush. That's Pashut.
Right.
So the Gemara says, a Hadush now. Lo Tzericha de Kamiramze Ramuze. When the Adi Geneva walked into the Betin, the Adi Mechira winked to them. They made Ramazim to them, as if they knew they were coming. As if they gave him a signal. Oh, so Ma'udetema Remizam Miltahi. I would have thought that maybe the fact that they signaled to each other, that means they knew they were coming. And therefore, when they said Mechira, they were trying to kill him. But what do you mean? They didn't know, the guys didn't come yet. But you see, when they showed up, they gave him the signal as if, oh, Baruch Abba, you came. That's what Gemara says, Kamash Pradan, Remizah Lav Klumhu. That Remizah is nothing, and therefore, when two witnesses come along and say, Ploni Machar Etzeh, and then they became Huzam, even after Adei Genevah showed up, even though they winked at them when they came into the court, it doesn't matter, because bottom line, at the time that they testified, they didn't say anything about death. They were talking about Mechira. They didn't know the Genevah guy is going to show up, and therefore everybody will agree, since the guy can come along and say, Shari Macharti, Ani Macharti et Shari, I didn't do, well, what do you have against me? I sold my own. Everybody will agree that you cannot kill the witnesses that became Huzam. Baruch Hashem.